For years, a lot of parents have been putting their children to sleep with the Going to Bed book or Pajama Time. And now author and illustrator Sandra Boynton's chickens, aardvarks, and other animal characters are getting into some new trouble.
There's only one thing gets a cowboy down. It's the kind of trouble that we've got in this town. Frog Trouble.
Frog Trouble is Sandra Boynton's latest CD and songbook. She's recruited some of country music's finest to record her songs. NPR's Debbie Elliott caught up with the writer-turned-music producer in, of course, Nashville.
Sandra Boynton now knows her way around Music Row. We meet in singer-songwriter Ben Fold's studio, part of the old RCA Victor Nashville Sound Studios.
First built by Chet Atkins and Roy Acuff in the early 60s. And as you can just tell from being here, it exudes history. It's amazing the recordings that have been made here, and the whole feel of the place is magical.
Artists ranging from Dolly Parton to Joe Cocker recorded here.
You can hear the acoustics are wonderful. You know, it's just wonderful.
Boynton's affinity for recorded music brought her to studios like this in Nashville to create an eclectic and somewhat retro collection of country songs. Mark Lanigan sings the title track, Frog Trouble. It harkens back to the cowboy shows Boynton watched as a kid.
All of us knew the theme songs to them, and I actually love that sound, that cowboy frontier sound, and that era of songwriting, the sort of lure of the West.
Well, I love the tune Frog Trouble because it paints such a picture.
That's bass player and session leader Victor Krause. Boynton calls him the spiritual and musical guide on the project. His sister Allison Krause sings a ballad on the album.
It's easy to be happy on a sunny day, but I often like it better when the day is gray.
Victor Krause says working on kids' music allows for more freedom in the studio. Anything goes, he says, as long as it's not too goofy.
You're appealing to kids, and you're also appealing to adults that will have to listen because the kids want to hear it. It's very cerebral stuff.
Cerebral stuff with fun layers of detail, such as including the four-note My Dog Has Fleas tune that's used to tune ukuleles at the start of Dwight Yoakam's song, I've Got a Dog.
I've got a dog, and he's got me. We get along so easily. Wherever I go, he's by my side. I've got a dog, I'm satisfied.
I had fun getting into this country world, and I now have boots, I've got a hat.
You kind of hit some of those great country themes, like we've got dog named Hank.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
We've got a mama, even though it's an alligator mama. Yeah. You've got a mama, you know, you got trucks.
Yeah, I got trucks, yeah. Well, if you're going to go classic, you want to go classic.
Get rolling.
Big trucks and little trucks and long trucks and tall. Old trucks and new trucks, delivery or long haul.
That's the band Fountains of Wayne. Other singers on Frog Trouble include Darius Rucker, Brad Paisley, and Ryan Adams. Boynton's drawings get a country makeover in the illustrated songbook that accompanies the CD. On the cover are three befuddled frogs, one of them decked in a 10-gallon cowboy hat.
I think my characters often look pretty confused to be where they are, and so these frogs look reasonably confused to be where they are. One of them has a hat on and can't quite explain it, and that's just someone asked me once, why are your characters always look so perplexed but good-natured? And I said, I guess maybe it's self-portrait in a way. I'm a little perplexed, but I think pretty good-natured.
Good-natured enough to share a bit of her writing process. When Boynton finishes a song, she makes a quick phone call.
Thursday, 10:53 a.m.
That's her partner Michael Ford's answering machine. She's called to sing him the lyrics and tune of a new song.
The next song is about alligators. Well, I was born on a Friday in the
Florida sun.
By the Kissimmee River, and before I was one.
Josh Turner sings Alligator Stroll on the album.
Smile. Let me show you how to walk in a particular style. You take a little bit of country and some slow rock and roll. What you got going is the alligator stroll.
Okay. Boynton says she strives to make songs that have staying power.
I wanted to make music for kids that if you were listening to it from the next room, you wouldn't know if it were for kids or for adults. That's just music.
Hence the book's subtitle, For Ages 1 to Older Than Dirt. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
To see and hear more of Sandra Boynton's Frog Trouble CD and illustrated songbook, visit our website, npr.org.
Well, I was born on a Friday in the Florida sun by the Kissimmee River.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Said